This recording, Anguilla 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to strap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, while about Ellen Harbor growing up there, everybody looks for everybody. Nobody left out. Nobody, like, if I'm walking down the road and I could smell somebody cooking something, I could be like, "Where you cooking there?" You might be like, "Check me back in a few minutes, check me back in an hour, and save a plate for you." All right. So you go up the road. Everybody you pass, everybody know your name. "What you saying? You good? Yeah, man, you good?" Everybody just know your name. Like, I can't go to the store without, like, stopping 100 times. Because everybody like, "Yo, come in now. What going on? I see you in a while, but..." But mine, I'm just saying yesterday because it just went in the store yesterday. So it's like, "Yeah, good. You good? Yeah." So it's like, it's just every day of your life, you're answering the same question. "You good? Yes, I good." If one person have a party, if it got 1 million people in Ellen Harbor, the 1 million people invited to this party, and this person making sure that they have, whether it is he or she, enough food to feed everybody. Nobody can be left out. And if your mother home can't make it, your father home can't make it, cat is home for your father. Cat is home for your mother. You want some cake, cat home for your grand. You know, like, it's just like, cat is for everybody, even though they ain't even come to the party. If you go on the bay, which is like by the wharf, and you want fish, you ain't got no money, you just stick around. You're going to have at least 10 fishermen going to come to the wharf. You ask each one of them for a fish. You must get one. When you're done, you got 10. If you just ain't got money on you right now, you just tell them and check them next time, and you're good to go.